Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolkin count is called White Electric Mirror, and it is the third day of the Yellow Warrior wave spell, and it is the spectral moon day 5. Well, I'm glad to be here. This is going to be grounding and helpful to me, so I'm selfishly excited that we're going to talk about the Mayan calendar together, and you know how it works. I do all the talking. It probably suits my, dysfunctional personality. So the reason I'm glad is that I haven't been thinking about it today so much where we are in the Zolkin. I thought about it quite a bit over the weekend. But today is White Electric Mirror, and that has just like been absent and vacant from me moving through the day. And I think that's always kind of a surprise, where it will take hours for me to remember it's like a distinguished Mayan moment, which it is. White Electric Mirror is a big one. But I think within the Yellow Warrior wave spell, here we are early on, there isn't a lot of mystical reflection or anchoring in like spiritual pursuits. It's a pretty embodied, incarnated position to be in Yellow Warrior. And, you know, I have a very front row view to that. I have partners, Yellow Warrior, and so I know that I have to spend a lot of this wave spell learning about him by being kind of in the mode of Yellow Warrior, a la his special orientation. Like, he wouldn't articulate it. He doesn't really follow the calendar, but I know that I'm being given an opportunity to get the particular flavor of how his mind and emotional self acts because we're in his time. If you don't know a Yellow Warrior or are not one, then I think you'll be more in the larger metaphoric / significant details of Yellow Warrior that I've described the last couple times I've been talking here or on the YouTube version of this podcast. So I talked a lot about the shield. I talked a lot about how it makes us fearless to be in this time where we have some indicated combat training or preparedness, so that we're going to push into places that are either conflicted or we have a stake in defending our beliefs or defending those who can't defend themselves. It might not be a really embittered physical conflict. It likely won't, but just taking a stand for what is true in your heart. And again, protecting those who are affected morally in alignment with your own beliefs, your earned beliefs, not ones that were applied to you. Like, Yellow Warrior has a purity that it is the right cause that's true in your heart, which is why you protect your heart with a shield, because it comes from your heart. But in that heartfelt investment, you have to like set aside the feelings in the fight in order to be fearless. So that would be, I think, the more generic picture if you're not dealing with humans in your life or your own orientation to Yellow Warrior. But I always have kind of a caveat, don't I? And I think that's just the depth of how I live the calendar, that I can almost always be pointed in my orientation toward a synchronous revelation, like, oh, right, this is so-and-so's wave spell, and here we go. This is just particularly close to home because it's in my home. So to that end, I think I'll probably have to remind myself that I follow the Mayan calendar here and there, the yellow warrior, because the person I'm most acclimated to who's yellow warrior doesn't. But that makes it refreshing, right? Here I'm at past midday, like, oh, yellow electric warrior, what even is that? Well, this may not matter to anyone except one listener, but it's Krishna Das's Mayan birthday, and he is my most important musician, spiritual influence who is alive. I have some influences that are alive, but I don't really feel like their living personage represents their art anymore. I would point to members of the Grateful Dead or Bob Dylan. Like, I don't want to hang out with any of them. But Krishna Das is doing the same thing he's done forever, which is he's a American who went to India and learned Hindu chanting and does it in the most sonorous, heart sinking, like your heart just drops into like some kind of baritone version of love, openness, clarity when you listen to him or sing with him. So I am, again, immersed in like some private, personal viewpoint, vantage point into today, but that's what I wish for you. That's what I'm saying, is that my head can get really dense with, oh, right, today references, because I am old and there are a lot of reference points for a lifetime as you age, and I'm really into the details of the calendar, and so I track a lot of astrology that isn't just about the moment we're in, but also all the players that I can include, some public personas, personalities, people, some really closely related to me and my little circles of human experience. So, you know, we don't really have a famous yellow warrior that I can just draw that has anything going on the world stage, but I will point out that it's Joe Biden's opposite wave spell, which can't be that easy for him. He will be challenged and balanced by this time, but I'm really enjoying holding this like tiny whisper of clarity and hope, which is that I have told you that when he aged, I guess he's like 81, I don't even know, he's old, right? That's the whole topic, he's old, but when he turned his age, whatever it is, he's a blue overtone monkey, which is Oprah, and everyone wants Oprah to be president, but he's guided by blue overtone storm, and I'm not really like a winner in the popularity contest that involves other human beings, so he might have a really bad election season, but he's dynamic right now. He's fun and funny, and he's been demonstrating that he can laugh at himself. He's a fun grandpa, and he is guided by blue overtone storm right now. It's an overtone year. There's a nice there's something really strong that we call force of nature and commanding that's leading him, and that's interesting to me. Okay. In more general terms, Yellow Warrior Day 3, questions that have come up in the last couple days, what is my purpose as Yellow Warrior? You could say, well, what am I fighting for? What is the best way for me to use kind of like my strength and strong posture of almost like impermeability to do something that I'm usually just, I don't have the heart, I don't have the courage to try. I'm scared. Right now, you're not scared for some clear reason. You're not scared because it's Yellow Warrior. And does that enable you to go in a direction that you've been reluctant to like pivot toward? Or can you go farther than you've ever gone before on the path that you're on? And I think in there, in that question of like, how can I be a fearless warrior, is definitely like a moral ethos of being of service to others who cannot serve themselves because of their own vulnerability. So you'll just have to see how that shows up. Yesterday was Red Lunar Earth. It was the day of challenge for the wave spell. It was identifying the challenge for the wave spell. I don't know what to say about that. I just have a lot of personal material that I do not want to overload you with, but Red Earth is about moving forward or evolving, ceremony, synchronicity. How does that challenge Yellow Warrior? I don't know. The only thing I can think of kind of in the lyricism is that, you know, a warrior is conscripted in a way and is following orders. Even if they're at the highest command, they're like still following orders on behalf of a country, you know, a culture. And so there isn't a lot of like, I'm road tripping right now. You know, Red Earth has kind of like a, I'll go where I need. You know, I'm in motion. It's the journey. It's about the journey. And Red Earth's journey isn't really open for Yellow Warrior. On the other hand, like often when someone is kind of in warrior mode, there is no home. There is no security. There is engagement out at a front line that is the barrier of your own life. You know, you're protecting something, so you go out to the edge of it. And maybe Red Earth is an indication of how you get there, how you get to the outer edge is like going on that journey. But you'll have to see. And then how can I best be of service in the Yellow Warrior wave spell? Well, to follow my sword. I mean, how does that even work? I think if you look at, and this is very liberal, deeply impossible that I could ever serve in the armed forces myself. You know, it's not just an ethical decision. It's like I'm not capable of doing that. So the people that are doing it on behalf of the rest of us who can't. And so it's designed within Yellow Warrior that sacrifice happens, even if it isn't your whole life, meaning your death that is offered for the fight, for the cause. It is your sort of a sense of safety and normalcy. It's like a rarefied atmosphere. So what I love about White Mirror so much is that we get to live in that rarefied atmosphere, which is specific to the flavor of White Mirror, is of being at the top of a pyramid, which means not, you know, on the grounds around the pyramid where people live and travel and, you know, have their circles and cycles of, you know, traffic within a society. It's above and beyond, separate from, elevated, and that's what we enter when it's a White Mirror day. And at the same time, we feel this kind of like ego gripe of like, well, that didn't go the way I wanted, or what's going on? That's weird and different. You know, it's very like the Mercury retrograde piece that I talk about a lot. It could be fit very neatly into a White Mirror day. Like, what the? That just broke. That's not like at all what I intended. My plans are totally different now. Like, that's part of White Mirror that we can watch for. It's kind of nice to break things down day by day, because I really care about this part of the Zolk'in and taking it really in a fixed way day by day, because we're coming up to the penultimate moment preceding the arrival at enlightenment, which will happen in 2 days when we're actually at Yellow Overtone Sun, this particular pass. But when we come to Yellow Sun, the last day of the 20 tribes, the last of them, it is a depiction that our ultimate destination on this metaphoric journey through all the tribes is back to Creator, back to the purest essence of you know, a full life, you know, far, far away from decrepitude or despair, is, you know, feeling our inner fire, being on fire, being imitative, or engendering the sun itself that is the giver of life. And that doesn't mean you have to have a great day. Being on fire can, like, light up your curtains. You know, it can be too much for the environment we live in our everyday lives. But it is the destination, is like a fully embodied life, is how far we get from starting in utero in Red Dragon. And it's also a full life cycle insofar as it, like, we rise to the light when we die. We rejoin it. People see the light. They follow the light. So I like being one day at a time and kind of hyper-focused on each tribe on our way to that final destination or transitory space where we return to the light and we come from the light. We start another 20-day cycle. So the preparatory part started, I think, with Red Earth, which, as I said, is very strongly about ceremony, that the earth has its emanations, and an indigenous culture will pick up on that and started the whole process of imitating it with drums or fire ceremony. And we do that in Red Earth in order to be ready for White Mirror the next day, which is the human sacrifice ritual. And after that is a catharsis, because it is so powerful and searing, not just, or like, it's not at all limited to those involved in it, the priest and the victim. It's beheld by all the people at the base of the pyramid, thousands of people maybe. And there's a catharsis that we can all relate to, like, even if it's a rock concert, that by gathering and observing something in mass, then the energy field is so complex or dense that it does affect, like, everything within us. We're only energy. So I love that Blue Storm is about energy and catalyzing, and that it is inevitable that we will feel some kind of disruption or breakthrough when we come to a Blue Storm day. Like, it would be so odd if we did not. And that's tomorrow. And so, yeah, slowing down and being one day at a time. And even like me being a little lost to what day it is, I think that's good, because when you relocate what day it is, it's sort of like, oh, I had a break from thinking about days, and now it's underscored. What? It's a White Mirror day. On the other hand, as you know, we are in the first week of our new spectral moon. And if you're feeling disoriented or just like a little spaced out or inefficient or not unhappy, because I don't think there's unhappiness as part of the dissolving and liberating, which is sort of like unmoored, which creates insecurity, which can feel like unhappiness, or unmoored, which creates disorientation, which can feel like failure, which can make you unhappy. To come back to what's actually happening, you know, you didn't do the disarray that's happening in your life right now. Your lack of control over what is happening or evolving isn't because you haven't done the work of being prepared. It's because the nature of time right now is undoing and relaxing also. You know, it's unwinding. Things fall apart. Sometimes our tension falls apart, and that feels so good. And, you know, there'll be more to say about the spectral moon as we move through it, but I think being focused on Yellow Warrior right now is a helpful way to really take advantage of the time when we have a lot of courage and can't be stopped. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, In La Keshe.